Hi, everybody. We're here again. And if we're here, you must be there. So we're here and we're there all at the same time. So I was thinking of doing some clearings tonight, some healings for people who may have maybe respiratory problems, breathing, maybe stomach problems, just stuff like that. And so we'll do that in a little bit here. And I was also thinking of doing a pre-9/11 show, since 9/11, I believe, is Tuesday. And so there's probably a lot of stuff out, you know, in the airwaves consciously right now about that day's coming. As they're coming into the weekend and anxieties could be happening, maybe people who dealt with that the particular you know, situation back in New York, maybe they're going to be going to maybe to have a drink or something. We'll just keep it very simple here. And so there's probably a lot of energy this weekend on that. So that's what I'm talking about. So I wanted to get that away from people if you happen to be thinking of 9/11, because that could cord you really big time into some negative energy that you may not want to be dealing with. So the whole thing is, like, we talk about energetic cordings, and everything here is one big energetic cord, and you don't want to get involved with cordings that you may not want to be attached to, because you don't know what's going to be connected to that energetic cord. So let's first do clearing for people that might have maybe a stomach ache, maybe a headache, some type of maybe flu, you know. So here we go. So if you do have that concern, and then where we are here, there's a lot of air that was pretty bad the last few weeks. It's not too bad today, but with the fires around, you know, it does get kind of smoky. We had people up here from out of state fighting the fires, I guess, because I saw a lot of out-of-state vehicles, some from Idaho even, fire trucks, et cetera, some from Los Angeles. So I guess it was, me not watching the news, you know, I guess it was bigger than, you know, they presume it was going to be. So anyway, let's do some clearings here. So if you do have a situation, maybe hard of breathing or feeling sick or something, here we go. So just think of what you may have. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And maybe you have something that makes you, you know, have a really high fever, too. And let's do some energy work there. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, that should be getting better, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So let's see how everybody's doing out there. So, Carrie, are you out there? And we'll do some 9/11 clearings here.
Yes, I am. Heidi, I'm wrong.
You know, we'll see what people want to have, because it does affect everybody. So, you got it, Carrie.
Okay. Well, welcome, everybody. It is September the 7th today, Friday. So, let's see. I was thinking when you were talking about the 9/11 stuff, Ron, that probably everybody is corded to that location somehow. That's the first thing.
Okay, let's do a energetic cording release for people. And oddly enough, Pearl Harbor Day is December 7th, so that's 3 months away, right? September, mm-hmm. October, November, December. Yeah, 3 months.
Yeah.
So let's do some clearings here. So like I said, we're doing some pre-clearings. This is because the energy is probably out there cycling now. Kind of like a mosquito looking for a victim to land on and to do, you know, it's whatever it does. So let's do a release here. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, oh boy, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And let's do a clearing for anxiety, because people could be having anxieties right now, too, as we're approaching 9/11. And maybe, you know, then we'll do a heartache clearing. So anxiety release. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, Carrie, I'll turn it back over to you.
All right, thank you. So, excuse me. Tina's just noting that so far New York is rather quiet about 9/11. I haven't seen anything in the news myself, although I haven't been watching much TV or news-type TV. I guess the political conventions are rather dominating the news at the moment. Maybe when that dies down, or maybe next week on Tuesday, there'll be some stuff. But I don't think there's too much talk about it. I guess we're enough years away and we've passed the decade anniversary that perhaps the media will focus less on it. I don't know. So let's think. What other ones would you like to do? What are the clearings connected with that, Ron? Is there anything else you had in mind?
Yeah, a heartache clearing.
Okay.
So people may have that still with them. So here we go. So heartache, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9 and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And I'm going to do a clearing for something like somebody who maybe has guilt. Maybe for some reason they're so supposed to go to work that day or something. Maybe they have some guilt. All different ways to look at it. We'll do a guilt clearing. One, and it could even be like a loneliness clearing too. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so just for any of you who might be a little new to this, a lot of the clearings that Ron is doing are samples of ones that we can do whole lifetime clearings on, like the guilt one, or just general emotional whole life clearings, and fear, and Fritz here is mentioning trauma caused by 9/11. He's asking for a sample of that, and there is a whole life trauma clearing also. Ron's website, in case any of you aren't familiar with it, is Creation Light, L-I-G-H-T, Lightship, S-H-I-P, .com. And so, Ron, do you want to do probably a huge amount of trauma, 9/11 trauma energy floating around still on the planet in this
trauma yet? I don't know if I did trauma.
I don't know either because I've been reading. I'm not sure that you did.
If I didn't, we'll do trauma.
Okay.
Or we'll do it again. Here we go. So, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Oh, boy. Maybe we didn't do it. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. So now what else can we do for 9/11?
Well, Ron, I remember you mentioning that you had visited the site that it had happened. Somebody's asking about the emotional bodies of the victims who died there, and I have a slight memory of you saying you cleared those when you were there, but maybe not. Do you want to do anything around that? I mean, that's kind of a...
I did do a clearing to get rid of a lot of those. We could try that again here.
Okay.
Here we go. Emotional bodies that did not get cleared. People who are no longer living who were associated with that. Here we go. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. This is like the deceased loved one clearing on the website where you can get rid of the emotional body. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, just see if that feels better, everybody. Yeah, I went to the site years ago, and they still had maybe cranes in there, you know, digging stuff up. I can't exactly recall when it was. I think it was the first time that I went back to New York, I believe. First or second time. And, boy, just the dust that was there almost gave me a nosebleed. It was pretty bad.
Yeah.
Respiratory stuff. That was quite a while after all of that. So anyway, I haven't been back there since, and I probably won't go there. I went by there by accident in a car close by, a couple blocks. I don't want to go down there ever again in that district there, the Wall Street district. That's what it is there. Anyway, for me it's hard to go down there, not because of the just the way the energy felt. And let's clear from that area. This might sound kind of strange, but like the stench of death, okay? Mm-hmm. As it's probably still hovering there. I don't think I've cleared that. If anybody else has, probably either. So let's release that energy of death that is there where the towers were. So here we go. One. Oh yeah, a lot of energy. Two. Three, four, five, six, seven, oh boy, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Boy, okay. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay, there were quite a few comments, Ron, about the lung clearing that you did in the beginning, and then excuse me, you were mentioning the dust down in the 9/11 area in New York, the World Trade Center region, and it's just reminding me that you have the free clearing online, the oxygen clearing. So anybody with lung problems for any reason, you might want to try that free clearing on Ron's site. It's on the home page. Just scroll down a little on the left, and it's under the sample healings drop down box. So I'm just going to read a couple of questions out here, Ron, just so they don't get left behind too far on the fast chat here. Randy is just wondering if you could verify whether he has the he's been running the nanotechnology clearing, and he wants to make sure that that's all out of him now.
It feels pretty good. I would say I'd probably say yes. It does feel very good. So I'd say it's 95% or higher. So it does feel good to me. Yes.
Okay, and then Jason has mentioned that he was watching a video in which a crystal skull image came up, and he felt like it netted him in an energy web, and he's wondering if he could get a clearing for that.
Okay, yeah, we could do that. Here we go. So releasing that crystal skull energy. And I think we have that on the website, too, as a clearing.
Yes.
Here we go. So one. Rid of that one energy. Two, three, four, five, oh boy, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, we have a comment about ought to go back and see pictures, you know, maybe somewhere they should be all around. But they saw an alien skull in the smoke out, you know, on 9/11, probably, you know, the pictures of buildings and stuff. You know, I would probably definitely say that would probably be correct. So let's do a clearing. And we'll just assume, because we don't know, but we'll just assume that there's some type of energetic vortex there where all this happened, connecting the, and maybe the underground that's there. Possible would be maybe, tunnels going into that location. I can't, you know, say that for sure, but no, there are a lot of underground tunnels and things, and they could also be, you know, energetic, like a vortex. So, kind of keeping all that in the same kind of box here, we'll just do a clearing for that, and just see if, when you think of 9/11, if it seems a little less or more distant from you, as these vortexes can suck things into them, including maybe parts of you, you know, or your thoughts can be connected to something like that. Remember, we deal with cordings a lot. So, like, if you think of, you know, like December 7th, Pearl Harbor Day, naturally your mind is going to put out an energetic cord, you know, to Hawaii there. And then from there, once it goes there, at the same exact time, it will probably come forth, and you may get visual pictures of what you may have seen on TV of, you know, the different, you know, ships on fire in the harbor. And it happens instantly. And then what is connected also there that you know nothing about? Because you're first getting the visual, maybe of seeing a war movie. If you have seen something like that, I think we probably all have. And then from there, once you're connected to seeing ships on fire or, you know, the war itself going on there, then what else is connecting there? What programs are there making all that happen? Okay, so that's kind of where I'm going with this here. So let's do the same thing for 9/11. And then we'll do it for Pearl Harbor. It's, you know, 3 months away, but why not? But here we go. So we'll take away the energetic connection to maybe alien vortexes that could be there telling people what to do, mind control energies. Let's just put it that way. So here we go. One, releasing them. Two, three, four, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Now we'll do Pearl Harbor, December 7th. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, we'll just see how that's doing, everybody. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay. So there are quite a few comments about all the different clearings, Ron, but I'm going to kind of whip on through to get to the questions here, since somehow or other the show's half over already. So Q is saying that a lot of CLS clearings affect my forehead, and the question is, are they clearing mind energies? Is that why it's making Q's forehead feel whatever it's feeling? I got a lot of forehead stuff, too.
I would say probably so.
Okay. All right. Okay, so I'm just scanning down. Now, we did have a question over at CLS Questions, and I'm going to try and pull this up. Okay. So this is from Sharina, and this is the question. So Sharina's trying to decide what, so this will kind of be helpful for other people who are new and have done a certain number of clearings, and they're trying to figure out what to do next. So Sharina is now ready to spend a couple of $100 on clearings this month, and she would like help in deciding what clearings would be the best ones to do, Ron. So her choices that she's wondering between are, should she spend it on the intensives, and those start up next weekend, next Saturday, so a week from tomorrow, and then the three Sundays that follow that. So that's choice number one. The next one she's considering doing is cloned bodies on cloned Earths and other, you know, other cloned planets. Should she do that one? Or, now you had mentioned the little bundle that we're working on at the moment that includes the mind matrix and the, what was the other one, the cellular memory one and the orbs and the whole life orb clearing and the alien attack page to get the jellyfish off. So that kind of mind-related bundle. So, and she's wondering what the price is on that. I don't think that's been set, actually, but it will be. It won't be as much as $200. So that's the question from Sharina, Ron. What should she do next? What would be the most beneficial for her? The intensives for the month?
I would say the intensive, because that's 28 hours of healing.
Yeah.
I would probably recommend doing that.
Okay.
And then I will include that bundle that we're talking about
Oh, that's right, yeah. So everybody who signs up for it is going to get this. Yeah, that's right.
A lot for that. In fact, it's cheaper to get on that than it probably would be to do all those clearings. But the bundle will be
definitely. Yeah.
Be very reasonable, too. But anyway, that's what I would
say
to do.
Yeah, so actually this month's intensives really is a super-duper bundle of clearings, because you're going to get 1, 2, 3, 4 other online clearings with it. That's right. I forgot about that, Ron. Thanks for remembering. So you'll get your 28 hours of healing, which really is a month of healing, because we're on the light ship for the whole month when we do the intensives, plus these other 4. And the intensives start on Saturday next week, which is the 15th. And then the 8-hour Sundays are the 16th, 23rd and 30th, and I think the mailer went out today, the email notice. And if you don't get that and you're interested, just go on the website, creationlightship.com, and sign up for that, or shoot Ron an email at creationlightship@yahoo.com and ask to be put on the mailing list, excuse me, so that you'll get notices about when the intensives are coming up. You had another question, and I didn't write it down, and I'm having trouble scrolling back on my fast chat at the moment, and I know it was a rollover from Wednesday, and I know it has something to do with hybrid humans, but I can't remember the details. So if you wouldn't mind typing that in again, I will read that out. So let's see, we've got dizzy people and people feeling sick to their stomach. Let's see, which clearing was that from? It might have been the Pearl Harbor one, or it might have been the one of the 9/11 ones. I'm just scanning through to see if these are after, if it says what clearing it was. Okay, I don't find it quickly, so I will just move on to the next page here. So, Ron, is there anything else you wanted to do on 9/11?
Let's see here. Yeah, I'm trying to think what one to do here.
What about mind looping? What about...
That would be a good one, yeah. Okay, here we go. So, mind looping. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, so something else I want to do with energies there. I want to do something to release... boy, this might be rough. What I'd like to do, see if we can get the energy to do this, is to get the people that go to church now and pray, and I'm sure the person up there on the pulpit is going to be talking about it and how God's going to save all these people and et cetera, and you know, let God take away your misery and everything else from that event, you know, and so on and so forth. I don't know what to do with that, but let's do a clearing to see if we can release some of the energy, at least from people from the past who have done that. Hard to go into the future, but let's do it from the past. Here we go. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Boy, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And anything else we could do with that, Carrie?
Did you do the mind looping one?
Yeah, we did mind looping, yeah.
You did it? Okay. And you, okay. What about, is there, sorry, go on.
A lot of energy on this 9/11 stuff.
Yeah, we were all so bombarded with it for so long. Plus, we have a lot of listeners who live in the New York area, so probably very affected by it. What about, is there any way, I don't know what clearing this would come under, but having that visual removed from us of the towers falling down, or having it neutralized, having no reaction to it?
Yeah, okay, let's take you off that timeline.
If okay.
The timeline, it should take away that. We'll just see. So everybody, think of seeing the pictures of the 9/11 stuff happening that you've probably seen, you know, a thousand times on TV over and over again. I had a sneeze. Wow. And so naturally, you know, you have it already, you know, ready to be loaded, right? You know, you push the button on your mind, and it's going to play that whatever you saw. So let's see if we can get rid of that. So here we go. One. Oh, boy. Two. Three. Four. Five. Six. Seven. Eight. 9 and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, now I'll just see how that visual looks for you. Hey, everybody, how's it looking? See what we get on the fast chat here. Hopefully it's on a different timeline, and it should not really have any energy. Remember, if you're not on a timeline with it, you know, been there, done that, and you can walk away, Renee. So hopefully, you know, that got severed from you, disconnected, and you don't have that energetic cording. But if anybody is in New York, or back there, New Jersey or something, listening, I'd like to type in if that seemed to help. Just, I'd be curious to find out. You know, someplace back east where it's closer, since we're on the West Coast. It still, you know, affected people here, but back there, it's kind of like in your backyard. So you go, uh-oh. And I want to do a clearing also for poisons. So the people back east that had to breathe a lot of those poisons from the buildings going down. So let's do a clearing for that. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, we'll see what's next, Carrie, if anything on the fast chat is active there. Or...
Okay, yeah, somebody was asking what the four clearings are that are you're going to be giving away with the, which is also going to be a bundle, but which you're giving away with the intensive this month. I hope you can hear me. I have a helicopter that's really loud.
Yeah, I can hear you fine, yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. So those clearings, let's see, it's the Mind Matrix barcode, the cellular memory clearing, I think is the title of it, the Whole Life Orb clearing, and the Alien Attack page. So those are the four that if you do this month's intensive, you will also get the codes to these four online clearings. Let's see. There was a question from Wednesday from Q that's rolling over to tonight that I just want to get in real quick as well, Ron.
Sure.
Q is just wondering whether human-alien hybrids are affected by karma.
Okay, human alien hybrid. So, I would. Boy, that's a good question. Could go both ways. It all depends if that alien race is planning to. Okay, let's start over again here. So the karma is their genetics in their body going to affect them? Okay. So the first thing is that's your karma, your body genetics. So is the alien hybrid energy, stronger to eliminate stuff recycling in the person because of the karma. So typically, if I look at a few of the movie stars that I perceive would be clones, I don't perceive any karma there with those people because they're not running human genetics or cellular memory all the time, because the aliens don't necessarily relate to that here. Maybe on their own planet they might, but here it wouldn't relate to anything. So I would say, the answer could go both ways, but maybe typically not. But if you're thinking of karma as like law of cause and effect, cause and effect would still work here for them, but they're not going to be drawn upon cause and effect from their body. And I was just thinking, I read the word paranormal on the fast chat. So para, so I was just thinking of pair, so two. So if you take pair being two, and you change it to T-O in place of pair being T-W-O, so you have two T-O normal. So paranormal is too normal here. It's what is here is too normal, which is paranormal. Anyway, I'm sure somebody may get a little chuckle out of that. So we live in a too normal society here, which is always paranormal. So back to you, Carrie.
Especially on this show, eh?
Yep.
Okay. Okay, so there was an email that you got, Ron, that with somebody who was wondering about using the psychic billboard clearing, and they're wondering how to do the entries into it. Do they use the words "I am such and such," or do they just write in adjectives? So I know quite a lot of us have used the psychic billboard clearing. First part of the question was, how many things can I put in the psychic billboard clearing? So you can put as many as you want and have time to clear for the duration of the whatever period of time you've bought the clearing for. But you just clear one thing at a time, right? You wouldn't put several things in at once.
Yeah, remember, the psychic billboard is to change, in a sense, to change your karma. Okay, or to change, and or to change what the planets are doing to you. So, I guess maybe somebody might think, oh, geez, I got like 100 things wrong with me in my life, and I want to get that eliminated. So you're going to put down 100 different things. No, you don't. It doesn't work that way. It's designed for you to work on one particular situation at a time. And when that situation starts to change, then you keep on it. So it's kind of like, riding a horse, I guess, or riding something, learning how to drive. You start off with baby steps and you figure out what you're doing, how to change your life, watching other people as they connect to you. And then from there, you can monitor how, you're steering your vehicle to the location that you want to go to, or what you want to change in your life or be, and you keep on it. So typically I would think that most people would just put one entry in there and monitor that for a couple of weeks, and you keep changing it according to your first entry. So let's just say that it's kind of like driving down the freeway, You want to get that certain off-ramp, and you got to keep looking for it, and you're getting people telling you which way to go, and eventually you may find that off-ramp by, people telling you how to go to a certain direction, and this is kind of what you're doing with your life. So, like if you put on your billboard, like, you want to have a loving relationship or something, and maybe you're in a bad one now, well, then the first thing is, by putting that in there, you first want to put in that you want to get out of your relationship, as you need to get out of where you are to change your reality. So you can't jump all the way to the very end. You know, you want to start where you are, or have that relationship get improved, and you want to do baby steps on it and keep monitoring how a person or other people around you are responding to you energetically. And do that and check it every couple of days and then re-enter back into the psychic billboard, you know, a change that you have, because the change is what you want to go to next, okay? So you know that the first thing you put down is one thing. Let's just say that you want to make some money. We want to have more money, okay? So all of a sudden you put on your billboard that, and you walk outside and, boy, you find a penny on the ground. Well, that's great. Now you found a penny. It means you're getting into wealth. And the next thing is, you know, after a couple of days, you go, well, you know, I got my penny, but, you know, I want to have more money now, you know. And so then you keep looking around for more money, and maybe you might find two pennies. So it just means that you're moving toward your goal. You know, you can't put in there you want to get, you know, maybe $5,000 or something, because that's probably not going to show up unless somebody happens to come to you to give you that much money. That could happen, but typically you have to take baby steps and see how the energy around you is changing, because this planet works on the law of cause and effect. And so all you're doing is putting out what you wish to have in your life, and then the law of cause and effect, since you have the cause, the effect will come to you through some means, some way. And then you reevaluate where you are in a couple of days and change what you have on your billboard. That's the way you use it. Well, if you put 100 things on there, you're probably not going to even be able to figure out half a dozen of those, what has changed in your life. So that's, you know, how not to use it, okay?
Yeah.
Mary?
So just nudge, you're kind of nudging along your new reality in little increments, is what you're saying. If you've got a big change that you want to make, you're in position A and you want to get all the way to Z, you got to go through all the steps getting there.
Yes.
Not just jump all the way to the end. Okay. Yeah, that's good to know. So a couple of comments and questions about the 9/11 getting rid of the buildings. Marie R. is saying she still couldn't visualize 9/11, and Stephanie says the image that came to my mind was the building still there when you did that. And Terry is asking, did you switch them off our timeline to a frozen one? So I just if you could just
the timeline of it happening is real. Remember, everything on a timeline is real. So I just disconnected everybody from that 9/11 timeline. And so that would be now like a prophecy or even a prediction. And so it would be, in a sense, like in mass consciousness, but it's not going to be attached to you because it's not in your reality. That makes sense?
Yeah, and I know a lot of people did report dreaming about it happening before it happened, which obviously means it happened on a lot of different timelines, not just the one that we all lived it on.
Yeah, that would be correct, yeah. And so we may want to clear those timelines. Let's see, do we have a show on Tuesday?
No, we don't.
Don't. We'll have to probably do something maybe on maybe
Monday night. We could do another blitz on it.
Yeah, we could do that on Monday, yeah.
Because that'll be the day before the anniversary.
Yeah, because if people saw it happening, that means that it was real on other timelines too.
Yeah.
Like you are saying, and then it's like a bleed through coming into this one.
Right.
And maybe, you know,
potent
if you look
stuff.
At the paranormal situation, maybe it never happened here, and we were brought all into a timeline where it did happen. You know, another way to look at it.
And we're still living there because the buildings
we're still living there, yeah.
Aren't back. And the people, yeah.
So it's it gets to be a little strange, but once you kind of catch on to this stuff, you can realize that, you know, even though it's a reality for some people, you may not want to have it in your reality. And that would be getting rid of the timeline where that occurred on. And the reality where it occurred on will have all that trauma associated with it.
Right. Right. Yeah, so it's something that we could all do timeline crashes for also.
Yeah, I would do that.
And I bet a lot of people have done that. I bet there are people who've done that. I know when you first put that media clearing up to disconnect ourselves from stuff that had happened in the media, the first thing that I cleared was that event.
Yeah, that's very good. In fact, if you're new to the program, if you clear the timeline of 9/11 when it happened, then the people that would be bouncing into that timeline, going into that timeline to feel, going into the timeline will bring them sadness and anxiety, fear, you know, whatever it is that means to them. And by getting rid of the timeline, the people won't be able to go there, which will put them all at peace. That's why you want to do timeline clearing. So if you don't, if you didn't understand that, that's the reason, because everybody's taken off the timeline. So it's sort of like getting rid of it's getting rid of history from the past, or her story, okay, his story or her story, and it's also getting rid of, like right now, it'd be a prophecy, in a sense, because it hasn't happened yet, because the date is coming up into the future, okay? So if you didn't know about it whatsoever, right, you lived in a cave and all of a sudden you came out of the cave and you put on your TV and now they're talking about 9/11, you go, wow. Well, to you, that's going to be something new happening in a few days from now because it will become real to you because they'll be showing you all those events on TV, more than likely. And so that will be an indication to you that this now is a prophecy to somebody who doesn't know anything about it, because now it'll become real. It's just that they couldn't hear, but they're watching TV, okay? Mm-hmm. And so all of a sudden they see this thing happening on TV, they go, oh, man, that is something. This is happening now, which it really is when you're tuning into it. So remember, this is a paranormal show, so we can talk any way we want to on this show. We have complete freedom. Well, back to you, Carrie, and I guess our freedom is over.
It's about, 55. Isn't it?
Oh,
yeah.
Uh-oh, what does that mean? We're back in the box? Oh,
back
BBS,
in the box.
To us. Oh, no.
Suddenly there's two more pages of questions, but I'm going to sneak one last one in from a couple of pages ago just because it fits with what we're talking about, Ron, and or what you're talking about. And it's from Brian, and he's asking, can aliens be trapped in their own timeline?
Only if they, I'm sure they could be. Let's just
they
say
made
that.
Time.
Yeah, I'm sure they could be because the aliens that put them there in the timeline, maybe the ones above them. What if one of them had a heart attack and they couldn't get him out or their computer broke?
Oh.
Remember the old days when you had a record and you had a scratch on it and it kept playing the same groove over and over and over again? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. That could happen. Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
That could be why we have a lot of trapped aliens here. They don't know how to get out. We do clearings for aliens off and on. Maybe we can do that maybe on Monday or something, do a... alien release here from the with the spirits of the aliens that are stuck here again. I think we did that about 6 months ago.
Okay, release trapped aliens. I'm writing it on a post-it.
Okay. So everybody, we're back in the mainstream here, I guess, because BBS is not mainstream, and we'll be off the show, so I guess we have to go into mainstream. I don't know. We'll get out of that timeline. We'll just stay on our own peaceful timeline here. We'll do the mind of heart drop quickly here for everybody. Commanding your spirit to drop your thoughts into your heart, where your spirit is, so you can be at peace. So here we go, dropping down. This you got to do yourself too, whenever you need to. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1, 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1, and 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Okay, everybody. Thank you for the program tonight, the wonderful program. I enjoyed this one. Thank you, Carrie. Thank you, everybody, for listening.
Thank you, Ron.
If you guys weren't out there, I wouldn't be having this.
we'll see you later. All right. So anybody who has a question that we didn't get to, do roll those over to tomorrow night, Saturday Night Live on the Lightship, Station 2, 7 Pacific, 10 Eastern, tomorrow night with Ron and Kathy. So thank you all, and we'll see you soon. Night-night.
Hey, good night, everybody.